Well, is it okay to eat fat? If so, what kind of fat? Jim Mann is an advisor to the World Health Organization and professor of human nutrition at Otago University. Today he will be speaking about the confusion of conflicting messages about food at a nutrition symposium in Wellington. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, these confusing messages, I have to admit. I mean, from time to time, I'm prone to the odd bout of a paleo diet here or there to try and, you know, kickstart things. It is very confusing at the moment.
Well, I think it is confusing. Let me just reassure you that the odd go at a paleo diet probably won't do you too much harm. It certainly won't do you any good.
Really?
But as long as you don't stick with it, I think it's probably okay. But nutrition messages are very confused, and I think social media is to some extent responsible. But what I'm talking about today is what is the evidence base for good nutrition?
Okay, lay it out for us.
Well, I think the important thing is that one has to look at the overall body of evidence. One has to look at what happens to populations. One has to look at clinical trials. One looks at what are called prospective or cohort studies, and you put it all together. And what you discover, if you put all that together, is that a wide range of food intakes is acceptable. What is more important is not whether you have a low-fat diet or a high-carb diet or vice versa, but what is important is the type of fat and the type of carbohydrate and the sort of foods you eat. So, for example, a range of carbohydrate intake is fine. You can have a relatively low or relatively high carbohydrate diet, but you've got to have the right kind of carbohydrates.
So what's a bad carbohydrate?
Well, a bad carbohydrate, nothing is very bad if you don't have much of it. But sugar, for instance, is not of much use to anybody other than sweetening. So, yes, it's fine to have some sugar, but that should be restricted. I think where there's a great deal of confusion about carbohydrate is that a lot of carbohydrate is very rapidly digested and absorbed. And at the end of the day, it's not much different from sugar or glucose anyway. So one wants to have slowly absorbed carbohydrate, and the slowly absorbed carbohydrates are the whole grain, genuine whole grain carbohydrate. They're the carbohydrates that are in fruit and vegetables, where the cell wall makes digestion and absorption rather slower. And those kind of carbohydrates are fine.
So what about a fan of French fries, potatoes?
Not a lot of merit in those, because they're usually fried in undesirable fat, very often reused fat, depending on where you get them. And the potatoes themselves, hot potatoes, very rapidly digested and absorbed. So not particularly to be recommended on two counts.
The fat's interesting and the sugar's interesting. So it seems to me that in the 80s and 90s, the messaging was all about low-fat butter, low-fat, all these sort of things. But there were lots of sugar being put into foods, and now we sort of seems to be going the other way.
Yeah. Well, I think the messaging is terribly important, and I think some of the messaging was wrong 20, 30 years ago, because I think it did lead to a reduction of fat and an introduction of the wrong kind of carbohydrate. And that, I think, is where some of the confusion, considerable confusion, arose. So really what the messaging is eat the right kind of fats in moderation, eat the right kinds of carbohydrates, and don't go for any extreme versions of diet that you read about on social media or anywhere else, because they're probably not going to be good for you.
Problem is the marketing and the messaging that people are getting in a lot of media and a lot of advertising is really making that salty, fatty carbohydrates attractive.
Yeah, well, I agree entirely, and certainly one of the things that I believe should be done, particularly in terms of children, is there should be some kind of severe restriction on advertising, especially to children. I think that is incredibly important. Advertising is grossly misleading, and even some foods are sold as healthy foods when they really are not so. But governments have been very, very reticent about any kind of restriction on advertising, unfortunately.
Okay, just coming back, sorry to bring it back to the paleo diets. Just the ideas, though, there are a lot of fad diets around. I think, what's the other one, the keto diet, is that the other one that seems to be very popular at the moment? Yeah. But this idea that you cut out carbohydrates, you focus on protein and vegetables, seems to be a very popular trend at the moment.
It is very popular, And its popularity is based on a number of things. One, there is some short-term benefits if you go on to what is called a keto diet, which is a very low carbohydrate diet. And it does promote rapid weight loss. But there is no evidence that it promotes long-term weight loss. There is no evidence that it's safe in the long term. And one of the big problems is that many people who are promoting it are really sponsored by a range of industries that are benefiting, or very often themselves that are benefiting. And there's an organization called Diet Doctor, which looks terribly authentic. You see doctors with stethoscopes around their neck, you know, trust us, we're doctors, we must be right. And I mean, they are commercial organizations that are making a lot of money out of something that is entirely unproven in the long term and may actually be detrimental to health. We just don't know.
Is there any evidence about how to make changes to your diet that can be lasting? Because we hear a lot about people falling on or off diets. But how do you make those small changes that you can bed in that will actually make a difference?
Well, I think if I can not answer your question to start off with, and that is that you've really got to start off teaching children and teaching the population what is right for good health generally, not starting with people who are middle-aged or older who are overweight and want to lose weight. It's jolly difficult to do that. It is possible to do that, and there are various behavioral techniques which can be employed. Some people are stronger-willed than others, but that is much harder than tackling the thing at a population level. And I think we've got to create an environment, and the government has a critical role to play here. We've got to create an environment where healthy eating is easy eating. And right now, it isn't.
Jim Mann, thank you very much for your time. A professor of human nutrition at Otago University.